This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Well, I'm working this morning. At this hour, it is possible you are also working on this national holiday. And here is further proof that we are one vacation-challenged nation. A new survey from a card comparison site called creditcards.com finds only 44% of us will take a vacation this summer. Marketplace's Rima Kreis reports.
Why aren't more people taking time off? Matt Schultz is an analyst with creditcards.com.
I really think that it's further proof that Americans just are very debt averse still.
The economy has come back for some people, not so much for others. And when budgets are tight, a vacation is one of the first things crossed off the list, says Abigail Sussman. She teaches marketing at the University of Chicago Booth School of Business.
You're going to want a separate pool of money to spend on that, right? It's not going to be an expense that's going to slip under the radar.
In fact, the creditcards.com survey found that 80% of people who do plan to take a vacation say they'll dip into savings. But staying put isn't always about money. Stuart Friedman studies work-life integration at Wharton Business School.
Well, it's probably the result of people feeling like they have to be on all the time in order to satisfy the demands of their employers.
Why bother hitting the beach when you're just going to be on your phone the whole time, furiously replying to your boss? I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.